So, as you all know, Tana Mongu, I still don't know how to pronounce this girl's last name, but that Tana girl and Jake Paul have recently tied the knot. They did it in a very, very extravagant ceremony in Las Vegas, of course. Where else would they get married at? They recently released pictures and videos of the, not only the ceremony itself, but all the events leading up to the ceremony. It was actually, it looked quite fun, actually. You know what I mean? In classic, you know, Tana and Jake Paul style, there were shenanigans galore. You know, they featured Tana's crew flew out on a private jet. I think it was like a 30-person jet. And, you know, she was tweeting pictures of them dancing. It looked like they were dancing on the plane and just all types of craziness. And then she sent in like a screenshot of her in like a Four Loko cans and with the caption of, you know, pregame wedding something, whatever. Very Tana, very, very appropriate for her. The ceremony itself, though, like the actual wedding, got a little bit crazy. So tell me why. I don't know who would, like, in their right mind think to do this, but right after Tana and Jake say their vows and whatever, and the priest is like, okay, you may now kiss the bride. Right after they kiss, somebody had the audacity to throw a drink at them right after they kiss. Like, who does that? I mean, I don't know, like, what, I don't understand. Like, what, like, it's a wedding. It's supposed to be like a sacred, spiritual, romantic, loving event. And, you know, you're just going to throw drinks. Like, I don't get that. Like, and it makes me wonder, like, who was on this guest list? Like, was this a person that they knew? Was this just a random fan that was just there? Was this event open to the public? I mean, you would think that if, like, you know, you have guests at your wedding, you know who they are, you know that they're on your side or whatever. So it's just weird that something like that would have happened. But with that being said, somebody also brought up the notion that it could have been a staged type of thing. You know what I mean? Because there was like a whole fight that broke out. There was like a brawl. And somebody had pointed out that the whole thing might have been staged. It might not have been like a real fight or whatever. And that got me to thinking, like, okay, I mean, if that were the case, to be honest with you, that would make more sense than it just to be like, oh, just some random person just decided to just randomly throw a drink at them. Because it's, you know what I mean? Like, if you're inviting like your close friends and family, obviously you're not going to have somebody there that's going to be like upset that you're getting married to the point that you're going to want to like throw drinks at you, whatever. So I'm starting to lean towards the side that it might have been a staged brawl, but you know, it wouldn't be surprising considering these two and their antics, but whatever. It was cute. Oh, and then also Jake Paul's brother, Logan Paul, I guess he was like the best man. He gave sort of kind of like this best man speech, which was kind of weird. I mean, like, him, Jake Paul and Logan have had, like, a very interesting history and relationship together. You could say it's, like, the classic, you know, sibling rivalry. But, of course, you know, as extreme as these two are, you know, that rivalry has been taken to the extreme in the past. And, you know, I mean, it does seem appropriate that Logan would be the best man, but in his speech, it was, I mean, I'm just going to paraphrase what he said. So it basically was something to the effect of, you know, Jake, congratulations on your wedding. I don't know if your wedding is going to last, probably not, but if it does, all the best to you. And then to Tana, he was like, you know, congratulations, like, I don't know you that well. Or I think he might have said, like, not at all, but, you know, whatever, congratulations. Something to that effect. Something very kind of like, I mean, it was like congratulatory, but it was like a hint of snootiness underneath of it as well. So it was like, damn, like, what, huh? But then again, I don't know. That might have been staged, too. I don't know. Like, who knows? Who knows what's real and what's not with these people? Other than that, though, from the looks of things, it looked like everything was in order, as much order as could be expected from people like these two. You know, the wedding was very jazzy, you know. Oh, I love Tana's dress, too. So Tana actually wore two wedding dresses. At first, she had on, like, a very flowy, lacy, more traditional type gown, I guess for, like, the beginning of the festivities. And then for the actual ceremony itself, she changed into this. It was pretty. It was, like, a strapless gown. And the actual dress part itself was, like, ruffles. It was, like, this ginormous poof of ruffles, and it was started off white at the top, but then at the bottom it like faded into like this brilliant pinkish tone. It was actually really, really pretty. I actually liked her dress. That was cute. And then, you know, that was pretty much it. Like, they tied the knot. I guess it, like, they showed all the pictures of or video of, like, I guess, like, the reception. Jake actually, like, took a sword, I guess, like, a samurai sword, and, like, sliced the wedding cake in half, just, I don't know, just for effect, I guess, whatever. You know, craziness galore, you know, whatever. What else would you expect from these two? But, you know, I mean, I think a lot of people in the past have speculated that, you know, this whole wedding relationship thing might not be real, but you know what, I actually think that it is real. I mean, you got to remember now that, of course, being is who these people are, they're not, I mean, they're cut from a different cloth, you know what I mean? So, of course, anything that they do is going to be out of the ordinary. So, yeah, stuff is going to look weird, some of the stuff is going to look strange, but I'm starting to be more inclined that this is a real relationship, especially, oh, and this is another thing, too, so before, you know, the whole wedding thing took off or whatever, the day, I guess, like, the day before the wedding, so Tana put out a video on her channel, which wasn't even, I mean, it was a different kind of video. So it was basically just, like, it was basically just all audio, pretty much, of her pretty much explaining or expressing her love for Jake Paul. In case, as a matter of fact, that was the name of the video. It was just called I Love You, Jake Paul. And oh my God, like, that thing almost, I mean, that thing had me, oh my God, like, it was just so beautiful. And it got me to thinking, like, that this relationship is probably real. And you know what I mean? Like, because, I mean, she, that girl poured her heart and she got, like, really, 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 really deep with, you know, her perspective and how she feels about her being with Jake Paul and whatnot. And it's like, girl, like, if you got this deep in a video, like, I mean, it made me wonder, like, what did her vows sound like? You know what I mean? But I don't know. Whatever, it's just, it's craziness. So, I mean, I just think, I hope that this relationship is real. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I hope it is real, and I hope that they do last, and I hope that they are happy together. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, of course, you always want to wish the best for somebody. So, I don't know, I guess time will tell. You know, these are the type of people that are going to, they seem more inclined to broadcast their lives to everybody else anyway. So I guess for the rest of us, we'll be privy to see exactly how this wedding and marriage unfolds. So we'll see. But I wish them the best. You know what I mean? Like, I really do wish them the best. I hope that they're both happy and that they're both serious about this wedding thing. So that's pretty much it. So thank you guys for listening to this episode. And until next time, peace, love, and blessings.